Sweet home Alabama, where the sky's also blue. Hello, good afternoon / evening, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abbey Roberts. It's Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Yes, here I am. Sorry, there was no pod yesterday. I had a weird day. For lots of different reasons. Still feeling a bit bleh today. Not ill. It's nothing like that. It's nothing lurgy. It's just, I think it's stress about various things, and probably build up of stress, frankly, from the last 3.5-4 years. And it just, I don't know if people, I'm sure people do feel this. It comes weirdly in like waves. It's funny because I'm actually looking at audio waves on my computer. So it's exactly that. It's that peaks and troughs. You know, when you think, oh, yeah, today's a really good day. Yeah, today's a good day. And then something will happen, or you'll get some news. Like I got the news that my stepdad passed away on Tuesday night. He was in his 90s. He had, skin cancer, which was diagnosed, I think it was last year. And he actually, how can I put this delicately? Not the nicest of people. In fact, a real bully, and made my mum's life pretty difficult, and the life of me and my sister as well. So, a complex person. I suppose we all are in some ways. But when you're in your formative years, you do, like I said, lots of different emotions going around in my head yesterday when I heard the news, got the email. He did introduce me to Russia, and actually, my mum already spoke Russian, but he opened a lot of doors, you know, and introduced me to Russians. And this is a weird thing with people. And I'm sure when my time comes, it will be no different. The good and the bad obviously go together. It's just difficult, isn't it? Really difficult. Because you think, how can I, and I haven't seen him for, oh, I don't know how many years. Long, long time. So that's hard. It's weird because I didn't. I sort of felt emotional when I came, when I read the email. I felt sort of, oh, and then a bit later on felt very teary, tearful. And I think it's because, well, it's a human emotion, isn't it? It's if you're a feeling person, you're gonna cry. I know not everyone does, but it's only natural to cry because maybe release, grief, I suppose, and relief in a strange way, when someone who has been difficult, and I mean, you know, I underlined that word, difficult, probably the understatement. But yeah, at the same time, you know, was a big part of my life. So fucking hell, it is a bit strange. And actually as well, and I know people will definitely relate to this, when somebody dies, it makes you think of other times that people have died, and it triggers. Sorry, I hate that word. Why do I keep using it? It doesn't trigger. Well, yeah, okay, I'm going to reclaim it. It triggers thoughts of other, yeah, of and of course with Terry going at the end of 2018, and then my mom beginning of 2020. It's fucking hard, you know. So yeah, there is a kind of sense of, well, I suppose in a way, why am I surprised? I mean, I'm human. It would be a bit strange if I wasn't affected by someone's passing. Yeah. Very, very straight. In fact, the one, well, this is an example of something recently that happened. When I heard that he had skin cancer, when I heard he had cancer, I hadn't spoken to him for a long, 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 long time. And I rang and spoke to him. And he was very, very moved. He said, very touched that I'd rung, that I'd picked up the phone, you know, because it is a big thing. You know, you haven't spoken, so you haven't seen someone. They've had a difficult relationship with them. You know, your mom's divorced them. And all that kind of stuff that goes along with it, the terrible, you know, financial shit that goes along with it. That my mother was, shall we say, not the victor in. He was very, very touched. And then, so this must have been 2022, was it? Yeah, maybe. Was it 2020? God, 2022 or 2023? I think it was 2022. And I'm just thinking about the, I mean, just how unbelievable it is, because I'm casting my mind back. When I spoke to him again, I was frank with him, as I am with everyone, that I wasn't vaccinated. And he said, well, you can't, I don't want you to be round my son, around my, there's my stepbrother. I don't want you to be, you know, to go near him. And I just thought, okay. And I put down the phone and I just thought, wow, wow, wow. And that really hurt. Like, fucking hell. So you still, yeah. So that was great, wasn't it? So I thought, oh, okay, I've done a good deed. Not that ringing someone when you hear bad news about them is necessarily a good deed, because I mean it's something which, you know, a lot of people would have a knee jerk reaction and think, well, that's the good thing to do, the right thing to do. But you know, when someone then throws it back at you, and you suddenly realise, oh, okay, and then starts reverting to type. You know, there were other things as well, which I won't go into. Other things where you just think, oh, now I remember why I don't want you anywhere near me and why toxic, you know, I'm trying to explain this in a way that doesn't make me sound like I'm putting myself on a pedestal, not at all. Flaws are, by their nature, they are human. You know, we are, you know, we're not flawless gems. We are flawed. There's a line that runs through the middle of all of us, like Solzhenitsyn said, you know, good and bad. And actually, I think as I get older, I realise that it's more and more, it's the realisation, the self kind of reflection. As I said to Sonia Poulton when I was interviewed by her in Kegworth, which I think is out, it's somewhere lurking. I think it's on Twitter. That it's the self-reflection. It's knowing, thinking to yourself, is that a good thing? Have I done the right thing? Not to advertise yourself as being right. You know, not going, look at me, I've done a good thing, la, la, la. But can I honestly go to bed at night, you know, tuck myself in, lie on the pillow and go, right, night, night. Yes, you can feel, you know, did you do the right thing there? Not sure. Okay, maybe make amends in some way or do something differently. That's it. You know, we're going to make mistakes until, you know, till we curl up our toes, make mistakes, say terrible things, do terrible things. But it's the knowledge, it's the thinking to yourself, okay, yeah, as my darling husband used to say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I think the problem is with a lot of people who are difficult, who I'd say have borderline personality disorders, as my stepfather, he was I think the family doctor, I think he diagnosed him with a personality disorder, a borderline personality disorder. The problem is with those people is that they don't feel like we do. They don't have the, you know, whether it's in the kind of, I mean, this is on a spectrum, obviously, as all behavior is. So that would be the kind of sociopathic end of the spectrum. Even if it's in that broad area, they don't say to themselves, oh God, that was fucking terrible of me. Why did I? Oh, awful. There isn't that, and also there is a and it's maybe not even a conscious desire to control people, or, and that's kind of why I would say to anyone, if you know people like that, or keep them at a distance. Understand that they're I suppose it's the empaths, isn't it? The empaths versus the sociopaths / psychopaths. And like I said, empathy is on a spectrum as well. So you're going to have right at the one end, people that literally cry at everything and can't really function. Then you have like it's like I said, it's all to do with functioning, how you function. But this is the thing, is that you have to protect yourself. You have to. It's kind of your, it's not selfish. It's not bad. You're not a bad person to just think, I have to step away from that. Thanks. You know, the metaphorical, the crucifix, you know, hold out the crucifix or the garlic or, you know, whatever, and just sort of say, not today, Satan. So I'm not saying my stepdad was Satan, but you just have to, because we're all I think of human beings like, you know, like sponges, you know, with and sometimes other people's, you've got holes in sponges, so they're kind of, you know, those nice kind of that really natural sponges where you get like the little kind of tiny craters in them, you know, sort of deep sea sponges, and the other people's stuff, if they get too close to you, and I don't mean physically, I can mean emotionally and mentally as well, then little bits of whatever their thing is gets into the pores, gets into your sponginess of your skin and of your soul, and it kind of gets in, and you're like, oh, I don't want that. That makes me feel terrible. I don't like that. No. I mean, there are people that argue, and I do tend sort of, I do agree with this as well, but it's quite hard to do. Is just to, you have to just say, nobody makes me feel a certain way. I choose to feel that way. But that's really hard when you've got someone who's, you know, close to you and is in your life all the time doing that. That's really difficult. So you have to remove yourself. And that's hard. That's really hard. Sometimes you have to remove yourself mentally, sometimes physically as well. So you're in a different place. But Yeah, bloody hell, this pod turned into a... Hello, and welcome to... Welcome to Abbey Roberts. Please lie down on my couch and have some therapy. That would be very nice, thank you. Yeah, it's probably because I've been, I wanted to, because obviously we didn't do meaningful Wednesday, so I'm very sorry about that yesterday. But I mean, you know, had good reason, good reasons for it, and still feeling a bit, yeah, not great. But I did go to the studio yesterday, and there are, yeah, so it won't, the show won't be starting on Monday. The studio show, but there will be a show at 8 a.m. On Monday, a show from Kegworth. I think it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be Nick Cotton's show that I did with him in Kegworth, and then there'll be one Friday as well. But the actual, the show that's going to be live that you watch will be not next week. I'm hoping it'll be a week later, just for technical reasons. So do not panic, everyone. When you see it, just don't go, oh my God, I thought Abby was going to be doing the, I thought it was going to look different. So I'm getting stuff together, but I still didn't want to rush it because I suddenly thought, hang on a minute. It's Thursday today. Jesus, it's nearly there. Nearly there. Just got a little bit of tweaky to do. Quite exciting, actually. Intro, outro, la 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 la. silly voices, blah blah blah. So I thought, yeah, don't fucking crash into it like a bull in a china shop. The other thing is as well. While I'm basically spilling my guts. I do like talking about this kind of stuff with you, by the way. I do feel very, I feel like it is a safe space, you know? I mean, famous last words, it's a safe space. But I think it is important to talk about these things, death, difficult relationships, difficult decisions one has to make. Because, I mean, you're only on this planet, this sphere, or line, depending on how you look at it, any flat earthers out there, for a limited amount of time, you know, on the old sphere-a-roo, globaloo. And if you're not strong in yourself, there is no way you can help other people. There is no way that if you're around people, I think of it like Superman and Kryptonite. You know, when he's near Kryptonite, he kind of goes, like, you know, he tries to fly and then he goes, just splat in the thing. That's how I think of toxic people. And toxic people, by the way, can be charming. They can be wonderful. They can be helpful. They can be talented. They can be all sorts of things. But when you're, I just urge you, you know, if you feel sometimes that people are draining you or they're not maybe fulfilling things in the way that you want, then it's perfectly okay to limit your time. It's like, I tell you what it'd be like. It'd be like you've got a selection of music and you think, oh, I really, really quite like the song. I quite like this song on this album. But the rest of it, yeah, it just makes me feel, it's just a bit depressing. So I'll just play this, right, lovely, I've got that song in my collection, great. You know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. And you know what, it's taken me till I'm 53 fucking years old. 53? You know, you say I'm nearly 50, Lynn. Alan Partridge. It's all right to do that. You know, and it's okay, by the way, also to be disappointed in people and say, wow, that's not what I want to be around. I don't want to be around that. And it's also okay. And I think I've made this mistake as well in the past, not recently, but, you know, in the sort of dim, distant past, of putting all my eggs in one basket and sort of assuming that people see things the way that I do, or that why aren't they feeling the same way that I am about something? And the answer to that is because they're made differently. People are different. They have different priorities. They have different, literally different makeups, different psychological, you know, the way they're wired. So there's no point in going, oh, I wish you were a straw man, but you're a tin man instead. Oh God, why can't you be like the lion? Oh no, so I don't know why I've gone into the bloody Wizard of Oz. I just suddenly thought, right, what characters can I think of? You know, like, archetypes, I guess they're called. I watched a bit of that the other day, you know. Father Yellowbrick, Father, it's fucking terrifying. You know, when those bloody munchkins appear. Honestly, only on Abby fucking Daly would you get an entire, well, most of it about a relationship with a difficult person in your life who's just died and a munchkin. It's, you know, it's just what it is, guys. It is literally Abby Daly. I'm going to have to get on some little Abby Daly. I've said that for the last 2 years. I'm going to have to get something. No, I'm not, Abs. Just use your voice. Use your mouth. And, and it'll be fine. So what was I going to say to you about something? Archetypes? Wanting people to be the way they're something else. They're not going to be something else. People don't change. I think the personalities are formed around maybe, is it sort of 6, 7, 8, that kind of time, maybe a bit later than that. Obviously, you get there. I'm not saying like at 6 years old, you go, right, this is who I am. It's probably a little bit later than that. But certainly by the time people are in their 40s, 50s, good grief. That's it. But there is still time to, like I said, to reevaluate, reflect, maybe not overthink too much, and certainly don't always blame yourself for someone else's behaviour. If someone else is a cunt, you know, don't go, oh God, maybe it's me. No, sometimes it is the other person who's a cunt. You know, when they say that, they say, oh yeah, because maybe stuff that, you know, you're really critical about in yourself is actually critical about somebody else is what you are, which I agree with to a certain extent, because obviously there's reflective, there's stuff that you find annoying, and then you kind of go, which I sometimes do, I go, oh, actually, yeah, well, I do that as well. Oh. However, it depends what it is. If someone is just, you know, fucking rude wanker, whatever, I can't think of a good example now, but, you know, proper sort of rude wanker, out of the blue, you know, you, that's them. That's not you. That's them. But it is hard. It's very hard, you know, to navigate these things. And I'm trying to think what else I was going to tell you, about various things. Oh, yes. Now I will. Sorry, another bit of not so good news. Although, don't worry, because the Abby Roberts show is coming. It's just I jumped the gun as usual because I'm an excitable pup, and I go and I can't be fucked to find the edit button. And I said it was going to be on Monday. It is not on Monday. But it is in a way, because there is a streaming on there will be a showing of Nick Cotton's chat with me from Kegworth on Monday morning. So tune in 8 a.m. to get you used to, you know, get you a bit used to it. You know what I mean? Rise and shine with Abby Roberts. And the show will be imminent. I did do a test. Honestly, I was pissing myself with Gianluca. Gianluca, hello. Honestly, some of the sound, we got a sound effect as well, which I'm not going to ruin the surprise, but put it this way, I was laughing for about 10 minutes. So that's all good. But it is, sorry, as I'm talking, you're probably thinking, Christ, Ab, you sound fine. You don't sound depressed at all. No, if you'd seen me earlier on today, you'd go, fucking hell. But I did, I thought, because I didn't do the pod yesterday, I thought, right, I've got people who are listening, who listen all the time, who contribute financially to this, which thank you very much, by the way. It's very, very appreciated, very appreciated. And it's your fucking podcast, Abs. So, you know, you've got people who want to hear, you know, what you've got to say. So if you don't do it, guess what? They can't hear what you've got to say. So I literally went, I'm wearing pajamas and a jumper. Fucking hell. Honestly, if you could see me, the sight of me, because I sort of went out for a little bit and then I came back and I was like, oh, right, come on, Jim Jams. Jim Jams! Got a banana next to me, a banana. And I thought, fuck it, come on, woman. You're not going to not do Abbey Daily because you know it makes you feel better. And you know what? It bloody well has done as well. It really has. I'm trying to think what else, if there's anything else, because I know some people say they like me doing half an hour. So I've got 4 minutes left before, because somebody, what was it? It was really sweet. Says they walk their dog or they go for a cycle ride and it's always lasts half an hour. So if I don't do half an hour, it ends too early. So I'm trying to make it at least half an hour. So let's have a little look at Twitter, even though I've tried to fucking ignore it. But anyway, it's fine. We'll have a little look. We'll have a little look, see. Yes, the climate thing, I watched Climate the Movie, Martin Durkin, written and directed by Martin Durkin. Absolutely superb. Superb, my darlings. Oh my God. I watched it about 3 a.m. I was like, oh, and I was literally dropping. In fact, I've got a little bit left. Utterly, utterly fantastic. It says a lot of the stuff that I have said on the pod and actually I said on GB News. Even though, was it Amy Fuckface? Some person scoffed at me when I went, it's the sun. It's the sun that is the driver of change that we see. The sun and solar storms, solar flares. Sounds like something from the 70s. Oh, you've got a nice pair of solar flares on. That is what drives change. But honestly, watch it because there was stuff in there. It blew my mind. I was like, oh my God. Okay. So did you know that it was very, very much hotter in the 30s and 40s? Significantly hotter on average. So, you know, temperatures went up to like 101 in, I think it was Maine or New Jersey or something like that. And then it got gradually cooler, a little bit cooler. It kind of goes in peaks and troughs, but we are actually at the tail end, or we are of a long cooling period. And it's just a little tiny uptick, but nothing significant. But it's happened before, way before anything to do with mankind. And the warming of the readings that are taken from urban areas. That's why they're wrong. Because if you go to a rural area, they're absolutely normal. There's nothing, there's no kind of, it's just, okay. So what the climate TM scientists, who, by the way, are paid an enormous amount of money to lie, because, and guess what? Once the truth is, if they all turn around, the IPCC turn around and said, "Oh, actually, no, there is no crisis." Guess what? All that money goes bye bye money. Same with the trans thing. Soon as you know, the cunts, Tavistock, NHS, all those. No, it's just nonsense. No, of course you can't have 72 genders. And anyway, what is gender? That's bullshit as well. Two sexes. And even if you're a boy, you can still maybe present in certain ways or gravitate towards more feminine attitudes. And if you're a girl, you can gravitate to more masculine attitudes. It's all to do with testosterone levels, etc. Nothing to do with, oh, gender, that must mean you're a girl. That must mean you definitely, definitely lean always towards a feminine, you know, what we regard as feminine. However, you're a girl, 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 you're a woman, you're a woman, you're a biological woman. Not, that's never going to change. Never going to change. Doesn't matter if you've got a buzz cut, fucking DMs, dungarees, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Still a woman. Same with a boy, man, you know, you can put a dress on, you can put a, you know, eyeliner on, heels, whatever. Still a man. Doesn't change your sex. So these people, climate and trans, they lie because there is so much money in it. And what really amazes me is that the left, the socialists, largely lap it up. And these conglomerates are making trillions of dollars on lies, on peddling lies. That's a climate, trans, you can include the COVID in there, the vaccine, the COVID, all that, PPE, trillions of dollars, same thing, all based on lies, science TM, climate TM, trans TM. You get the drift. It's a conglomerate of bullshit. That's what it is. And if you're on the left, or you know anyone on the left who's, you know, you can just say to them, guys, are you happy? Sorry, being on the left, are you happy? The Be Kind Brigade, are you happy with these people making, you know, these scientists making millions and millions of dollars? These corporations, are you? So where do you think that money's going back to? Where do you think it's going to? Fucking idiots. And of course, yeah. So please watch the climate, the movie. It is so, honestly, I didn't laugh. It's just beautifully done. Really simple. It's not Adam Curtis. It's really beautifully done. And yeah, quite humorous as well. Humorous in places. Abby Roberts. The like one of my reviews. Humorous in places. Abby Daly. What else? So on Twitter, I've got a second wind. Sorry, there's lots of ums coming in. It's only because I'm trying to find. Oh yeah, this is me on Twitter. There's a bewildering Venn diagram of people who can see through the gender pronouns bollocks, but can't see through the climate scam. The huge financial success of these cults depends on lies. Tell the truth, and it's over. # climate scam. # gender woo. And I've put at G spell checker, a guy called Stephen Knight, reporter and host of the Godless Spell Checker podcast, The Night Tube, Free Speech, Skepticism, Secularism. He's actually on Substack as well, S Knight. And he's got a photograph, a black and white photograph on his Twitter of Ricky Gervais is in the middle, Andrew Doyle's to one side, and he's on the other side of Ricky Gervais. And I'm like, fucking hell. He's properly having a go at James Dellingpole for believing that Trump, that the election was stolen from Trump. And what the fuck is wrong with people? They have one way of like looking at the world, don't they? And just, and like, we're just showing them another, even if you hold up the evidence, which is that CO2, actually, weirdly, we should be grateful that there's more CO2 in the atmosphere. Do you know that? It used to be much, much higher. And when the world was more verdant, that's a good word, isn't it? Verdant, darling. Oh, there was so much greenery. You could literally, it was like the chest of the Incredible Hulk all over the world. Beautiful greenery. That, it was much higher, CO2. Much, much higher. I mean, really, something like, now let me try and get this right, 4,000 parts per something or other. I can't remember the exact measurement. And now it's something like 200 awful. I can't remember. I could be just talking bullshit. So sorry if it don't quote those figures, because I'm going to have to look at them again. But put it this way, it's tiny, the CO2. And also the warming happens before the CO2. So CO2 is not the cause. It is not man-made. It's not, you know, machine. Now, if you're talking about keeping parks clean, you know, not throwing litter in a park, not chucking sewage in the fucking river, I don't know, not putting graffiti over a nice wall, or, you know, keeping things nice, you know, planting flowers, all that kind of stuff. Just general sort of, which I call community, you know, keeping your community, your vicinity nice and, you know, nice for everyone to enjoy and children to play. That's different. That's not that to me. That's nothing to do with climate. That's just to do. It's not even environment. It's because I hate that environmentalism. That's just tidying up your backyard, isn't it? Keeping your backyard nice. You know, just not putting lumps of shit on it and bits of rubbish and going, we don't care. Don't care about that. You know, because if people don't care about themselves, they don't care about their surroundings. That's pretty much it. Quite logical, really. You know, as soon as children go, oh, actually, I quite am. Well, I feel quite proud, actually. Then you'll notice a change. And it doesn't help when you've got adults, fucking lefty cunts with the blue hair and the bloody, socialism, it hasn't worked before, so we're going to try it again and kill lots more people. When you've got those fuckers out of the way, then we might be able to progress. There is one last announcement before I go. I, unfortunately, will not be at the Madeleine Bell thing on Saturday. For reasons I've kind of outlined, partly in the podcast. Sorry about that. But feeling a little bit overwhelmed at the moment by things. But don't worry, because, you know, it'll all be good. It's just, you just got to bear with me. I'm sure many of you feel the same. Like it's like an up and down. It's like literally like, isn't it? It's peaks and troughs where you go, oh, feeling fine today. Not so good. And I just, note to self though, do not, Abby, I'm talking to myself now. Do not say yes to things if you know you're not up to it. Or say, I'll think about it, and rather than say yes and then not be able to do it, or whatever, you know, whatever it is. And I think that's going to be me. That's me going forward, just to preserve some form of sanity in my life. Okay. All right, darlings, and please, you know, do that yourselves. I give you full permission to do it. And people say, yeah, you come do this. I go, no, thank you very much, but no. Or can I think about it and I'll get back to you. Perfectly okay. Don't ever feel, you know, like you're being jumped into something. Okay, my darling, so lots of love, and I'll see you tomorrow for your comments. Oh, your comments section. It should be good, isn't it? Well, is it Monday? Yeah, Monday and Tuesday. Nothing on Wednesday. Sorry, slap wrist. Tomorrow you can see on YouTube as well. There will be, go to my YouTube channel, by the way. That's going to be much more active because I'm not under TNT anymore. So I'm going to do the YouTube and Rumble. I'm going to work out how to fucking use Rumble a bit better as well, because that's in case YouTube decides to be, I don't know, wankers. Go to YouTube. That's Abby Roberts Comedy Diva. But if you go to Abby Roberts Comedy, you should find it. That's where They Live will also be added to that, which is rather fabulous. So thank you so much for all your comments. They Live, wonderful, yes. Somebody's saying, we loved it so much. We wanted to see more. And it's like, more? Well, I mean, we could have done vaccines, I suppose, and, you know, some other stuff, but it's like, maybe we'll do that another time. Okay, lots of love, guys. And here comes the... So, yeah, here comes... I'm trying to think, have I left anything out? No, I don't think I have. Okay, so you got They Live Tomorrow. Monday morning is Nick Cotton. Friday there'll be something else. Oh, and sorry, Ant. My interview with Ant will be tomorrow, but there's his show, Ant Critchley, as in from Time to Rise. And he's tomorrow. He's going to be streaming tomorrow at, I'm trying to think what time it'll be. Probably in sometime in the morning. Yeah, somewhere in the morning. But have a look out for that. That will be on. Okay, my darlings. So I'll speak to you tomorrow. Okay, sorry. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Fucking hell, come on, Abs. Say goodbye. Goodbye. Here comes the outro. Sweet home, Abbey Bower, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.